Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Welcome to the show. John Hollis, of course, if you're just tuning in. We are here and having a beautiful night, blessed in recovery, and thank you for tuning in. You can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com, and of course, you can click on the About page. You can do all of that. The navigation buttons have all the information. You can also check out the upcoming event that's going to be happening on November 10th and 11th, 2017, Sobriety Rocks Music Festival and Community Meet and Greet. Enjoy live music, food, fun, fellowship. And we're going to see you all at the 101 Club. It is also a 101 Club fundraiser. We're looking to help out an organization that's been around for many, many years, helping many addicts like myself get into recovery. 700 Southwest 10th Street, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33060. Check out, of course, Sobriety Rocks Meet and Greet and Music Festival. We'll see you there. Go to rockersandrecovery.com, and on the right-hand side, you'll be able to click and download the flyer, and we look forward to seeing you over at the event. We have a couple of guests on next. They are with some cool things that are happening. Let me tell you, when you talk about life-changing and cool ideas and things of that nature, they created, it was really kind of cool, Sound Path Recovery. And what I'm going to do is bring on Terry and Sergio. Serge.
I'm here.
How you guys doing, guys?
Hey, what's up, man?
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. So, Serge, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. So, and Terry, you're with me, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool. So I'm going to ask the first question to Terry. When you decided, you and Serge, decided that Sound Path Recovery was something that you wanted to do, what was the whole concept? What was your thought process? Were you sitting around just jamming or sitting around talking? How did you come up with this, you know, theory and concept?
Well, it was kind of funny because both of us had similar ideas without having had to talk to each other. And I was working at Transformations at the clinical building, doing podcasts and working with a lot of really talented clients. And Sergio and I crossed paths a couple times. He was working at a different department in the company. And so from the podcast, I had started thinking about a music-based halfway house with a recording studio. And one day we started talking, and he said, man, I had this idea of like a halfway kind of studio thing, and I don't know how to go about it, but I've been thinking. I was like, no way, that's exactly what I've been thinking about. So it started there, and it grew into something a lot bigger. And so we came up with a plan, came up with a concept, and wrote out the program, all the groups, what they would do, the studio, design the studio, and then presented it, and the team loved it. And so the rest is a little bit of history from there, but yeah, it was definitely kind of like a providential, you know, joining forces, if you will.
Sergio, you spent over a decade in the music industry. You were touring with bands, playing venues, and working with top record labels. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for a musician, especially like, you know, I'm in recovery myself. You know, there's a perception that you have when you're using or drinking, you know. And things mm-hmm. around you don't seem as beautiful, and you kind of focus on the negativity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So through my whole life, you know, music, it's like a relationship. You have a relationship with people. You have a relationship with yourself. You also have a relationship with music and art. You know, it's part of life. You know, everything in life, like without writers and artists, it would be kind of dull, you know? I mean, people that write scripts for movies and stuff like that. Without that, you know, we wouldn't have so much fulfillment, you know, and ways to express ourselves and relate to people. So when I was in bands and stuff, I was always pretty much the one that couldn't balance my life, you know. When I worked record labels, I had a hard time figuring out who I really was. And, you know, music kind of became my identity. And that was it, you know. And for a person like me, that's very dangerous because I didn't know how to balance life. I didn't know how to enjoy things for what they were. And it's always been like the safety net, you know. And I'm sure a lot of musicians and artists can relate to that. Like, I almost felt like I was supposed to be like that, you know, that I was supposed to feel all this pain and feel all this misery, but I was completely wrong, you know. And I would tour with bands, and I would always be the guy that ended up getting kicked out or you know, that always caused issues or problems on the tour. Or, you know, by the time I worked with record labels, I was already in recovery, so it was like really fun and exciting, and I was able to help a lot of people get on their feet, and it's just really cool. But, you know, I had to find out what I really wanted, like who I really was, you know. I had to bring that to the table, rather than just live behind a song, you know. So basically, and you know, now I'm a touring musician still. You know, we're on a record label. We tour all the time. We play pretty big shows, and you know, and it's kind of, it's funny. I'm like, in a way, the manager, you know, like we have a manager for the band, but right now, like, you know, I kind of try to pull everybody together. You know, they call me Captain Bobo. It's like my nickname. So it's funny that I've become this person that people rely on now for these things, you know? And I love it. You know, I love to be that person, and it brings me a lot of joy. And like now when I tour, it's so different. Like, I love the drives. I love to like stop at, you know, at a creek in New York, you know, or go to Pennsylvania and see, you know, go to the city and hang out. I enjoy, you know, we make pit stops at like aquariums, you know what I mean? Like, I actually enjoy the whole beauty around playing music, you know.
Very cool.
And the experiences that it brings you, you know.
And you know something, you're absolutely right. You know, when you're out on the road and you're doing those things, or you're going to meetings in another town and you're meeting people in recovery and you're meeting them from all over the country, and sometimes you're going into Canada or South America, you're going across the world and you're meeting people, it's a really unbelievable thing. To meet people that are doing it one day at a time, Nadil, and of course are rockers. You know, I love running into rockers. I love running into rockers in recovery, you know what I mean? So people that actually enjoy music. See, when I started in my recovery journey, I was out of my mind and crazy, and I was still a rocker. And by all means, you know, everybody told me, listen, don't go to concerts, don't do this, don't do that. You can't do this. If you do that, it'll trigger you. You'll get drunk. You'll do this. You'll do that. And you know something, this is what I found out, that I am a rocker, still a rocker. The only difference is I'm a rocker in recovery, and I get to be able to go out and enjoy myself in places with other people in recovery, and I get to, one day at a time, throw events like we're having November 10th and 11th at the Pompano Beach Group, our 29th concert and musical production across the United States since 2011, and we're looking forward to, of course, Transformations being there along with Tim Ryan. Soundpath Recovery, give me, if you can, Terry, tell me what Soundpath Recovery is and what it's about.
Well, the basis came from our experience and work with all these like super talented clients that were coming through. And one thing that we found was they didn't have an outlet, or they didn't have the ability to find a creativity that they had lost before they got an active addiction. And so our model is teaching and helping clients write, create, collaborate, share, and record music sober. So we take them through the whole process, from trying to figure out how to get through writer's block to, you know, learning how to work with other people that are, you know, going through anxiety and stress and can barely sit with themselves and be vulnerable enough to put out their ideas and their music and their artwork, and then to encourage each other to work together to get to a place where they feel comfortable in their own skin, at least a little bit, without any substances, to share that in front of people and then be vulnerable enough to get feedback and basically transition from trying to be impressive all the time to just being expressive. And if impressiveness comes with that, that's awesome. If not, it's okay. So we do that in a classroom setting, in group settings, in through talent shows. Sergio runs a talent show every Sunday night, which is absolutely fantastic. And then we have community wrap up. And then we have what I call the Life Simulator, which is our recording studio. We have a professionally built design recording studio to where the clients can go in, feel some stress, feel some anxiety, you know, deal with their expectations, and do it all sober, to where by the time they leave treatment, they can say, you know what, at least in the past, I've had at least one experience where I went through a studio session sober. So I know I can do that. Maybe it wasn't as fun as I thought it was going to be, or maybe it was 10 times funner than I thought. But at least I have that in my toolkit. Say, okay, I got through, like, beating myself up because I couldn't hit this right note, or, you know, comparing myself to Jay-Z or whatever it is. And the work that gets done in that studio is mind-blowing, like absolutely mind-blowing, life-changing work because it's music-based.
Which brings up my next point. You have around 200 songs that people have written and produced in recovery, correct, through your organization?
Yeah, they wrote them while in treatment and recorded them while in treatment.
And is there a place that people can find that?
Absolutely. The SoundCloud.com and then / SoundPath Recovery.
Very cool. And they can SoundPath. Also go to Transformations, right? Recovery.
Yep. Yeah, if they go to SoundPathRecovery.com, it takes you to the Transformations page, and there'll be music and a video. That's the other thing is we have four incredible, stories of clients.
Yeah, like testimonials.
That have come through the program. And, we just barely mentioned it, and they were like, all right, I'll be there this day, and I'm going to record for you. And basically put them in a room with a camera and a cameraman and just let them rip. And it is insane. Like their stories, their courage, their hope, and
it literally brings me to tears almost every time we watch
time.
It. We have to show it to people when they come visit our facility, and I'm just like trying to hold back my tears. It is so good. So we have a studio.
Yeah, it's
very
hard.
Cool.
It's hard not to break down.
It's very cool what you guys are doing.
Another thing I wanted to mention with the whole idea of SoundPath Recovery was also that, there's this thing that that I think, you know, we're pretty much spiritually bankrupt when we get into recovery, and we kind of forget what life feels like, what to have like a deep laugh, you know, like that stomach laugh that hurts. We forget like how to have a relationship with other people. And I feel like a lot of that stuff is that stuff that kind of plants a seed in you, you know, to watch like me and Terry work with them and we laugh, have a good time. We also take it really serious, but at the same time, we're cool about it. We're not like, they're not wrong for feeling certain emotions. They're not wrong for getting angry or upset or anxious. You know, we kind of let them do their thing. And I feel like even if they leave and they end up not doing any work on themselves, I feel like you leave that little piece, like that little thing that kind of wakes you up. Like, you're like, man, I remember laughing and having a good time. I remember recording a song. You know, I remember writing a poem for the first time ever. And, you know, we have VA clients and all sorts of different clients, and we literally change our groups around the people that we have in treatment at that time, because like we feel like every individual deserves a chance, and sometimes it's not the same for everybody, you know?
Yep.
So I think that's really cool to just bring a little bit of life into treatment. And it's not only for the SoundPath clients, but everybody else in the Transformations Treatment Center gets to experience the talent show. They get to be part of it and listen to it and be around it. Or we also have groups for everybody where everybody's included. So it kind of brings some life back into treatment, some excitement, some like, wow, I'm laughing, you know, I'm enjoying music. Like, and it's just really cool, you know?
Serge, great stuff, man. Matter of fact, guys, if you're around on November 10th and 11th and you're in Pompano Beach, Sobriety Rocks Music Festival and Community Meet and Greet, you can come out and enjoy live music, food, and fellowship. We got Peter Keys coming in from Leonard Skinner, going to be on Keys along with the Rockers and Recovery All-Star Band. You can also check out Transformations. Tim Ryan's going to be there speaking, and hopefully Serge and the boys will come down and hang out with us. You can check out, of course, you can go to soundpathrecovery.com. Is that correct? And check out your information?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Guys, thanks for being on the show tonight. We definitely want to have you back on. You can talk more about what you're doing and how you're doing it, and maybe we can play some songs from some of the clients. And let people really understand what it's all about. And thank you for being on Rockers in Recovery tonight.
Yeah,
thanks
no problem.
A lot, man. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay. Look forward to having you back. You bet.
All right.
Cool.
Have a good night.
Bye bye. You too.
My jaw slack. My skin crawls, my shoulders fall, my chin is weak, and my bones are creaking, my belly aches, and my hands shake, my tongue is fake, for God's sake. My teeth are cracked, my lungs are black, and my jaw is slack, so send me back, send me back, send me back, send me back.
Tim Ryan here with the Man Recovery Foundation. Just got in from Arkansas. Want to let you know, Rockers in Recovery is having a big event November 11th at the 101 Club in Pompano Beach, Florida. Going to have a ton of music, fellowship. I have the opportunity to come down. I get to speak, share a little bit of hope. Really excited about this event. So if you are in the Florida area, Palm Beach down to Miami, Lake Worth, whatever, head to the 101 Club. Starts at 2 in the afternoon, $10 entrance fee. Come on in, share some fellowship. Again, I will be speaking there. Really honored to be able to come in and be a part of this. If you want to follow me, you can check us out on Facebook, From Dope to Hope. Or check out our foundation, www.amirf.org. Or for my full-time career, I'm a National Outreach Director for Transformations Treatment Center out of Delray Beach. We will also be a sponsor for this event. Look forward to seeing you then. Have a great day.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.